This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world, right smack dab in the middle of the month. And my first guest this second hour is Tamron Hall. Now, she used to be on the Today Show, and then about 2 years ago, she took over the duties of a syndicated talk show on television that is going gangbusters, and Tamron will be here to talk about it. One of the most popular shows on cable TV is The Pawn Shop. And joining us will be our friend Rick Harrison. Ed Gwynn will be joining us also. He's a superb actor and an equally talented musician. He's got a brand new video and CD out. He also plays the role of President Franklin in the BET TV show The Oval. And then Daniel Ladd will be here. The good doctor will be talking about skin cancer. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. And I mean this sincerely, okay? Our next guest, I think, is one of the prettiest ladies on television. I'm not saying that because she's here. I really mean that. And her daily syndicated television show is a huge success called The Tamron Hall Show. Joining us right now is Tamron Hall. Hi, Tamron. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. How are you? Thank you for the compliment. I hate to tell you, but without those eyelashes and makeup, you might not think the same thing about me, but thank you for the sweet compliment.
Well, I can only base it on what I see, and what I see is terrific. So that let's just keep it at that, okay? Because I don't look like a day at the beach either when I get up in the morning. So, you know. Hey, I'm very excited for you. This is terrific, this show, and I know it's going well. It's a daily show in syndication. By the way, everyone, check TamronHallShow.com, as they say, for local times and channels. And, of course, you can follow the show on social media at Tamron Hall Show. Tamron, tell us how this whole thing came about, because primarily up to this point, you had so much experience and so much tenure as a newsperson, winning the 2015 Edward R. Murrow Award, pretty prestigious stuff, part of NBC's third hour of the Today Show. How did it transfer into this? Because this is almost like a variety show for all intents and purposes. A lot of serious stuff,
you know,
and some light stuff.
Honestly, honestly, it was, Ron, I've been on, as you pointed out, the journalist for 25 years, and at one point we looked and counted 7 different shows on 4 different networks at the same time. I hosted Deadline Crime, still do a crime show on Investigation Discovery. I was a reporter for many, many years in different local markets and anchoring in the Today Show and MSNBC with politics. So we thought, why not bring all of this experience, what I've encountered, into one location so we could have fun and fashion on one day, but then we can talk about the battles of veterans. My dad was in the Army for 28 years, and so we could talk about all of this in one week. This week we have love and relationships on. I was 48 when I got married and had my first child, and we have a guest coming on who says, you know, it's never too late. She's getting married now after her 50s. So the show is a layered experience because life is layered. When you sit down and you and I are talking right now, we're not going to talk about one thing. We might talk about how amazing the Dallas Cowboys are or not.
Yeah.
And we might talk about family and friends and all of these things in one conversation. And that's what we wanted our show to reflect, what we all do when we sit down over a meal with friends, when we get on the phone with family members. You just talk about a lot of things. And that's what the show, I hope, reflects every day, the experience you would have with me, one of your friends.
You shocked me because I would have never guessed your age. And you haven't said it, but the fact that you had a child at 48 years old, I thought all the time you were maybe like 33. So that's a nice look that you have there, Tamara.
It's masked. You know what? I got a tip when I was around 27 years old. I was working in Chicago, a local report. I went to this little spa to get a facial. It was one of my first big splurges on myself. And the woman who owned it looked like she was 19. She was in her 80s.
Oh.
And she said, make sure you use a mask every single day, like a moisturizing mask, because I don't care how much, if it's $5, $55, mask every single morning. I was in my 20s, and now I'm 48.
I use a mask, too. The only trouble is the seeing out of those little things when you put it over your ear.
Oh, the little hole?
Yeah.
Get the cream mask and kind of like swirl it around. It will be a scary look, but it pays off.
I actually took it for what it was said. You know, they said, get a mask. I said, well, that's pretty rash, you know. I mean, here, so I went and bought a mask.
Like a Halloween mask.
Yeah.
No, we don't want you to go that far. Not that far.
Tamron, your television show is much the format of my national radio show, and it keeps you as a host fresh because you're talking about different things. It's not all politics. It's not all lifestyle. It's a variety of things. But how difficult is it for you to be accepted by the audience, to be that chameleon? I am a big fan of the old Tonight Show. In fact, Ed McMahon was my business partner, and we toured together.
Oh, wow.
But when I watch the old shows, I watch Johnny, and everything is on a very light level. Once in a while, I'll bring something serious in, but it was very seldom. How difficult is it to go from something that is a serious news story and then go into something very light and have the audience look at that and say, you know, she can relate in both areas?
You know, I don't think of it as difficult. I mean, it's just being real. You know, as I said, if you sat down with someone, and myself included, and started talking to me about my family, it's likely that it would come up that my sister was a victim of domestic violence and murdered in 2004. And you'd ask me about that, and then maybe 15 minutes later, you'd say, well, what's Moses doing? How's Moses? And that's my son's name. He's 6 months old. And we would transition from one of the most painful things my family experienced to one of the most celebrated things, the birth of my son. So I think, again, the show, just like your show, reflects how people talk and what we talk about. If I sat down with you and you only wanted to talk politics, both of us would probably run out of the room. If somebody only wanted to talk sports, you'd say, all right, that's not my team or that's not my cup of tea. If they only wanted to talk, you know, about food, I don't like to cook. But if you talk a little bit about all of those things, you have a conversation. And I think when people know that you're being sincere, those hard turns are not so hard because they know you're listening. As I said, I don't want to cry, you know, because someone's crying. I want to cry with you. I don't want to laugh at you. I want to laugh with you. And so when people know, as you know with all your years of experience, that people are, that we're experiencing with the viewer, with the person at home, all of these emotions, they know you're real. You talk about Ed McMahon. When we fashioned the show and I went into my meetings with Disney and I was pitching the show, I had a whole computer drive full of Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin. Those are the people.
Yeah.
Naturally, everyone assumed Phil Donahue and, of course, Oprah were what I was thinking when I brought this show to life, but it really wasn't. I watched the episode with John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
We're on with Mike, and then the next thing you know, there was Muhammad Ali and Sly Stone, not Stallone, Sly Stone,
right,
sitting there talking with a politician about, you know, something that was happening at the time. So I love that, and I love being able to make that transition. You talk about Johnny Carson. Yeah, there's a famous week, they call it the week that was, that Harry Belafonte filled in for Johnny Carson, mm-hmm. because at the time Johnny wanted to address what was happening in the country, the civil rights movement, but he did not want to lose that Nebraska Nice. Mm-hmm. And Harry Belafonte famously filled in for him, had a lineup like no other. It was Dr. King, Bobby Kennedy. In fact, both were assassinated soon after. They were on the show, Muhammad Ali, Aretha Franklin. The lineup was incredible, and Harry hosted it because, to your point, Johnny was hesitant. But I think times have changed. Mm-hmm. The relationship that we have with our viewers, people who are watching, has changed. So we have that opportunity, if we're authentic about it, to talk about anything, and that's what our show is about.
I remember that week, too, with Harry Belafonte. But, you know, you bring up a very valid point. That is, in that time, in that era, and it happened in radio and television, you were kind of in a niche. You'd never see, like, Walter Cronkite do anything other than sit behind that desk and be extremely serious. And I think this is where the variety and daytime talk shows have really excelled. And I think it's refreshing to the audience. I really do. I want to bring up something here. You mentioned your sister. Tell us a little bit about the Tamron Renate Fund.
I started this show, Deadline Crime, on Investigation Discovery, which is still on. It's entering its sixth season. And people learn my sister's story through me covering crime. And I honestly was stunned one day when I saw, you know, Tamron Hall's dead sister, or Tamron Hall's sister murdered. And I thought, I don't want her just to be that headline. I wanted people to know that she was a mother, that she was a kind person, that we all have our journey. So I needed her name to be mentioned, not what happened to her. And I learned that, honestly, from so many survivors of crime. You know, we used to say domestic violence victim. We now say domestic violence survivor, mm-hmm. because people don't want that pain to be the total sum of who they are. I've interviewed family members who've lost loved ones, and they are often heartbroken because, you know, that their loved one's name is now linked to a murderer or what happened to them. So I wanted an opportunity in her name to raise money, to raise awareness, and it's been fantastic. We've had great support from sponsors, but we've also had just people giving whatever they could, a couple of dollars here and there. And I've been to the shelters, and I've seen the centers that receive these kind donations, and it's life-changing for these families, because when you think about it, and you know this, if there is an adult who's the victim of abuse or a survivor of abuse, there is a child likely in that room.
In that room.
And in many cases, they too are being abused.
I keep up the good work with that. And equally, keep up the good work with the Tamron Hall Show, and go to TamronHallShow.com for local times and channels. Now, Tamron, you got to do me a favor. You got to come back. You're cool. I like that. I'm going to be your friend.
You know what? As a matter of fact, we just did a story on a woman who started an app where people pay between $900 and $1,200 to meet friends because it's so hard to meet people. You get me for free.
Oh,
give my friendship for free.
Oh, that's the best deal I've had in a long time. Tamron, please come back, and good luck with the show.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye. What a sweet lady. Tamron Hall has been our guest. And the show is in syndication, so check out local listings for the time and station. And we'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Me, like millions of people across this country, certainly know the show that our guest created and stars in, The Pawn Shop Store, with over 500 episodes under their belt over there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Joining us right now is Rick Harrison. Hi, Rick. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great.
I meant what I said before we went on the air. I love this show, but here's the thing. I am in such a cluster of millions, it's unbelievable. Before we talk about what we want to talk about today, the new season of The Pawn Shop, did you ever think that this is going to take off? This is like Americana now. It's like Chevrolet and apple pie.
Yeah, I mean, I pitched the show for years, and everyone told me no one's ever going to want to watch a show about four fat guys in a pawn shop, and now 17 seasons in, and I think the reason why the show's been going on for so long is because it's always been a family show.
Yeah.
I've never made a show that I wouldn't want to watch with my kids, or I'd be embarrassed for my mom to watch.
Well, I'll tell you something. You hit it right on the nose. My son, my youngest son, who's like 43 years old, when he went to Vegas, I said, did you go see, you know, a show at the MGM Grand? Did you go to Celine Dion show? He said, Dad, I just went to the pawn shop. I didn't care about those other things. Who the heck cares about those other things? But it's such a great combination. You could do that show and not have the chemistry that you guys have. I mean, that is the hook.
Yeah, I guess, like I say, it's comfort food television, okay? It's, I think people love to learn, and they just don't like to learn from a professor looking down his nose at
right.
you. They like to learn from, like, your uncle, and I make sure people laugh a little bit when they're learning, and it's just a great experience, and that's why, people can sit there, it's the best rerun numbers of any show on cable. I mean, because people can just sit there for an hour or two and watch the show and, just have a good time the entire time. And young people don't even realize they're learning something.
Yeah, and I'm always of the theory that if you teach somebody through entertainment, they'll learn better than if you sit them down and say, let me tell you what this is all about. But I'll tell you the one thing that I really respect what you do and how it conveys to the audience. That is, a lot of times when you hear a joke, someone starts to tell you, I heard that. You could watch the reruns knowing exactly what's going to happen, exactly what, if you're going to turn it down or buy it, and still watch it like it was the first time. That is a unique capability.
It's weird because I didn't know you had, everyone always told me I was a great storyteller. It just turns out I guess I am.
Hey, whatever works. I know you got 500 episodes, which is sensational. You're starting a brand new season here, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I miss your dad. What a guy.
He was an amazing guy. He was 20 years in the Navy. He loved this country like no tomorrow. He was an amazing father. I was really, really blessed by having him as my dad.
And I love the fact that he liked those big cars because it reminded me of my father, too. Rick, you told me one time that you are a huge history buff, especially American history, and some knowledge about American presidents, which I'm a kind of student of myself. I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home, everything including the Resolute Desk. But you have a great story about George Washington.
My personally think is one of the most amazing men in the history of the world. He was just a fascinating guy and like the most moral person the world has ever seen. And there's just so many weird little facts about him people don't know. Like, he was the richest man in the United States.
I didn't know that.
He was literally, if you go by percentage of GDP on his net worth when he died, he was worth $25 billion.
No kidding. And I'm talking about me being a presidential historian. I didn't know that. That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, he was a brilliant land speculator because, you know, when he was young, he was a surveyor.
Yeah.
So he would buy large tracts of land and subdivide them.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew exactly who should get what, what he should sell certain parts of land for. And he had so much land when he died, he's worth approximately worth $1 million in gold coin.
You think he'd have bought real teeth with all that money? I mean, why go for balsa wood when you could have porcelain? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, his teeth only had, there was probably, the only wood in them was a few dowels.
Oh, okay.
No, the rest of it was carved animal teeth and gold and some porcelain, I believe. Really don't know because his teeth were stolen years ago.
Did you think that when you got into this pawn business that you were going to be such an authority on history? I mean, you had a pretty good gig before you went into business with your dad, making a couple $1,000s a week as a fake Gucci salesperson.
Yeah, that pops up. I did that when I was like 16 years old. I mean, I had a lot of health issues when I was a kid. There'd be times where I couldn't walk for over a week.
Really?
And, my dad's in Vietnam. My mom's trying to sell real estate on the side. We didn't have a lot of money. And back in the 70s, there was nothing on TV for a kid to watch during the day. So my mom would go to the library and give me books.
Wow.
And I fell in love with history when I was like 8 years old and been reading ever since.
Boy, and I tell you something, you know your stuff when it comes to looking at that artifacts that people bring in. Are you from Las Vegas, Rick?
No, I was born in North Carolina. My dad was in the Navy, so I ended up growing up in San Diego, and we moved to Vegas in 81. People in this country just need to learn more about American history, and just figuring out fun ways to do it is absolutely great.
Well, I think that's very necessary in today's society. You know, we watch things that are on TV today, even in politics, but I'm always of the assumption that, you know, if you don't know history, you're going to make the mistakes over and over and over again, and, you know, you're going to make enough by yourself, let alone not knowing what happened in the past. My father used to tell me, you'll never buy more than one convertible. Well, it took me about eight. It took me about eight to prove them right. But, you know, you got to learn these things. But if you know history, you can kind of, you know, judge what you're going to do in the future by the mistakes of the past.
Yeah, I mean, and people really, you know, if you understand the American history and how this country was formed and how amazing the men were who did it, you know, because remember, if we weren't successful, they would have all been hung. They risked every single thing they had. I mean, look at George Washington, the richest man in the United States. He could have had the most amazing life and lived in the lap of luxury, okay, but he risked every single thing he had so people would have a better life.
Yeah, well put. Well, Rick, I will repeat what I said earlier. I am a big fan of the show, but of course, I'm not alone. You don't get 500 episodes under your belt and go into a new season this month without an enormous viewing audience, and you guys got it, and I'm very, very happy for all of you and the whole family. Would you do me a favor, Rick? Would you come back and join us again? You're a great guest, and I love the show.
I'd love to be back on.
Okay, thanks, Rick, and we'll be watching season number, is it 17?
Season 17, that's on right now.
17, wow, congratulations, and I'll see you soon in Las Vegas, okay?
All right, I'll see you there.
Okay, thanks, Rick. All right, bye-bye. Our special guest has been Rick Harrison. I really like this show, and I like him. He's a nice man, and of course, it's Pawn Stars on the History Channel with a brand new season. I do want to mention before we go any further that this past week we lost a Hollywood icon. Angela Lansbury passed away, an immense star, whether it was on the big screen or on television or on Broadway. She did all three venues and did it marvelously. And she starred with some of the greatest entertainers of all time on all three venues, including Elvis Presley. And, of course, her television show, Murder, She Wrote, was a sensational hit. A real legend and a genuinely nice lady, Angela Lansbury. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held a news conference Saturday in Punta Gorda to provide an update on Saturday's recovery from Hurricane Ian. The governor announced that he expects the Sanibel Causeway to reopen next week.
We look forward to being able to announce that opening next week, and I know there's a lot of people that are going to want to get back and be able to help.
The hurricane seriously damaged the causeway, which connects Sanibel Island to the Florida mainland. Governor DeSantis also announced that he is seeking federal assistance for fisheries devastated by the storm. Three climate activists appeared in a London courtroom on Saturday on the charges of criminal damage after protests, including throwing soup over Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers painting in the National Gallery. Two women aged 20 and 21 were charged in relation to the soup-throwing contest on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And we are back live, nationwide, and all around the USA. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Actually, what you're listening to is a brand new CD by our guest that's going to be joining us. And I have to tell you something. This is a big month for him, a big, huge month. Joining us right now is Ed Gwynn. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Ron, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm really doing great.
I want to tell you something. This is a big month. You have a lot of things going. And the one thing that we want to talk about, this new rock and roll CD that came out this last Friday, I think it was, called Freak Show Cold. And I saw the video. It's hard to believe, Ed, you have this kind of hard metal music video and then do the President of the United States on the fourth season of The Oval, which premieres this Tuesday. Big month. You talk about a transformation, Ed.
No, I know. Well, you know, when you grow up in Berkeley, California, you tend to have, like, a very eclectic, diverse bit of taste. So, you know, the Belgrade in me can pull off President of the United States, the young, you know, punk kid who grew up on the streets of Berkeley and Telegraph, you know, was, you know, born and raised on in the metal scene, studying with Joe Satriani right there in Berkeley.
Right.
You know, here I am decades later, and I'm able to sort of make a living doing both, which is really kind of a gift.
The credentials that you have are unbelievable. Let me just run down a few of them, ladies and gentlemen, because we want to talk about this new CD and the fourth season coming out. Okay, you have seen him on Two Broke Girls, Mistresses, One Day at a Time, Crossing Jordan, CSI Crime Scene Investigation, played a vampire in True Blood. The list is unbelievable. And you are actually working on an upcoming Lionsgate thriller called Shadow Force, right?
Just got back from Columbia, 2 months. Joe Carnahan movie, real, like, action-y. You know, really, I mean, I love Joe Carnahan. I've known him for a long time. And this kind of has that Smoke and Aces feel, you know. He's really well known for Narc and The Gray and maybe even, like, you know, a big A-team movie. But one, my favorite Carnahan film, in addition to The Gray, is Smoke and Aces. Just crazy action, super stylized. Kerry Washington, Omar Sy, Mark Strong. You know, it's going to be a really, and it was an incredible, incredible production. Such beautiful people. We had so much fun. I cannot wait for that movie to come out. Probably, you know, probably sometime next year.
Oh, good. I'm anxious when that gives you an excuse to come back and chat to us a little bit. Now, you know, you and I have a couple of things in common. Of course, you're more proficient probably at both of them, but I'm also a musician, and that's the reason I really took to this Freak Show Cold, because what it really does, it kind of, if you will, talks about the facade that you have in Hollywood. Some people in the other parts of the country aren't accustomed to.
Well, I've been real fortunate. You know, I was able to kind of, you know, I came here, I didn't know anybody, I didn't have any connections. So, you know, it's really easy to lose your way in this town. I think there's been a lot of kind of reckoning about that over the last, you know, 5 years, 6 years or so. And it was all true. That's the thing, is that it's, you know, Hollywood attracts, in the entertainment, you know, in general, it attracts some of the most, you know...
You could say it, Ed, weirdos.
Yeah, well, no, it's true. I mean, the eccentrics, the weird, like, but it also attracts the dark side, too. I mean, I learned this growing up in, you know, the, you know, Summer of Love in San Francisco, being a fifth-generation California, fifth-generation Bay Area. If you read a lot about the Summer of Love and the hippie movement and all that kind of stuff in the, you know, the late 60s, early 70s San Francisco, it also attracted a dark side. It attracted a lot of people that were not great folks because they wanted to come in and take advantage of that situation. And, you know, and Hollywood is the same, and you got to kind of have to be aware of that. And, you know, to me, this song was sort of it's kind of a fair warning, kind of, you know, Ghost of Christmas Future. Like, you know, it's all here. Everything you hear about it, it's true. All the good, all the magic, all the fun, all the money, and you know, all the pitfalls.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't even have to read about it because I was there. I have a little bit of a...
Yeah, you know. You know. And like, you know, 90-something percent of the people who come here, you know, end up trying to move on with their life and move away from it.
Right.
Kind of going like, wow, that's, I, you know, and so I, that's where, I, but I've been really good insulating myself. I've always lived down in the beach communities. I don't, you know, I don't really participate, you know, in Hollywood much because, you know, it's just not, it's not really my scene.
Yeah.
But I'm very comfortable up there and in it and bouncing around because I kind of have an awareness of, you know, what's going on.
Well, yeah, I tell you something. You did a remarkable job. And the production in the video is sensational.
Yeah, and realize that that is not a green screen. And that is virtual. That is a volume stage. This company Synapse that was shot by my buddy, Chris Probst, who is one of the biggest DPs in all of music. He does all Taylor Swift's and Eminem and Billie Eilish's videos. And, I mean, we shot that. If you watch that video, know that that is shot. We literally shot that. And everything you see, even the ceiling with the sun coming through and that blown-out warehouse, that is all a volume stage.
Wow.
So there's no post done, no post-production done on that.
Because you're right. That sun coming through the glass in the ceiling, all of those effects are fantastic. And, of course, your guitar player equals all those effects from the standpoint of being fantastic. Now, the other thing is I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home. So when I watch The Oval, which, by the way, again, is premiering its fourth season coming up this Tuesday on BET. Man, oh, man, what an unbelievable set and what a production. That could be a movie.
Yeah, no, it is. Well, you know, it's so funny. I mean, this is the vision of Tyler Perry. You know, I remember when he offered me the role and I flew out to go test, you know, he was auditioning First Ladies and he wanted me to come out and test. He showed me this big empty dirt lot and he goes, that's going to be the White House. And I kind of looked at him and I like, looked at this dirt lot and I looked at my watch, you know, it's like 3 months from 2 months from now or something like that. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm thinking it's going to be a facade or, you know, there's going to be a front to it or I don't know. Next thing I know, it just out of nowhere and then a replica of the White House just is created out of the ground. And it is 100% actual stage. It is, you know, it is the building. I mean, he just basically had the plans to it and built it to spec. And it's just, it's incredible. When you walk into it, you just really cannot believe that this White House is sitting here on a stage lot in Georgia. But it is.
And the amazing part about it is its accuracy. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in the White House, but I've been in there several times, and I'm watching this thing, and I'm thinking to myself, did they film this in the White House? I mean, that's how realistic it is. It's done so
really
well.
And I'll tell you right now, you're going to start seeing it. Every time you see the White House in big Marvel movies or, you know, like that, it's going to be his. Now everybody rents it. Now everybody's like, that's the genius, the business genius of Tyler Perry, is he built it for the Oval, knowing that when we're not filming, everybody around the world, if they need the White House, they're going to come to his stages and rent his lot. That's what he's doing right now. There's a movie in there right now.
Wow. And how do you like sitting behind that Resolute desk?
It's really kind of interesting. It's real interesting, but it's also, I think maybe it has something to do with the fact that, you know, he gave me tours of it as it was being built, you know, when it was, you know, when before the drywall had gone on. So it kind of feels also like our home.
Yeah.
Like if you've ever, like, you know, refurnished your apartment or remodeled a house, it's really yours. It's not like you walk in awe.
Yeah.
There's an intrinsic value to it because you were there for its creation. So even though what it symbolizes and what it's a replica of is so grand, there's something really personal for it for us. And everybody feels the kind of same way. Like we belong there.
Yeah.
It was kind of built for us, technically.
Great show. Well, congratulations on a terrific month and all of your talent. Fourth season of The Oval premiering this Tuesday on BET. And then, of course, last Friday, the release of Freak Show Cold, a new CD. That's a single off of that CD. And it's done by Ed Gwynn. You know, Ed, you're always welcome here. You're a great guest. And thank you so much for being here. We look forward to your return.
Thank you so much for having me. And, guys, please watch the video. You know, follow the song. Follow me as an artist. That helps so much into getting the music out on a playlist and the algorithms love you and all that kind of stuff. Even if you hate the song, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Just hit like, hit follow, because it really does help a lot.
Ed Gwynn has been our guest. Ed, thanks for joining us, and look forward to your return.
I right, we'll be back. Got more videos lined up. The album will drop in December. Talk to you sooner than later.
Okay, sounds good. Wow, what a talented guy he is. And I want to make sure that you visit our website. It's ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We also have another site that you can check out. It's called Seggi Sings, and it talks about my tour with my 15-piece orchestra. That's Seggi Sings, seggisings.com. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Styles portion of today's show. Now that fall is upon us, winter is coming, that you don't have to worry about the sun rays anymore as it pertains to ailments of the skin, like skin cancer. Wrong. You do. Skin cancer remains the most common form of cancer in the United States, and just because the summer's gone and there's no sun doesn't mean that there's no need to protect it. And the CDC reports that 4.3 million Americans are diagnosed each year with non-melanoma basal cell skin cancers. Joining us to talk about it is the past president of the American Osteopathic College of Dermatology on non-surgical skin cancer treatment options, Dr. Daniel Ladd. Hello, doctor. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. This is a very important topic that you bring up. You just talked about how many millions of Americans every year suffer from skin cancer. You know, a lot of them are wary of going to the dermatologist, especially if they've had skin cancer, because they're worried about the surgical downside, pain and discomfort with surgery. A lot of these skin cancers are on the face, and so people don't want to have facial surgery. They shy away from it. And the great news that we do have a non-invasive way to treat skin cancer that actually uses ultrasound technology to look closely at the skin cancer below the surface of the skin and measure it very precisely. And then we can use radiation to treat that skin cancer instead of surgery. Cure rate is the same as surgery, the 99% cure rate, whether you do surgery or whether you don't do surgery. So if you've got a skin cancer and it's on your face, it's kind of a no-brainer to do the non-surgical option.
There's no scalpel involved. There's no pain or bleeding, no surgical scarring, no need for reconstructive surgery. How is it done, doctor?
Basically delivers energy. So what happens is we look at the ultrasound, we identify the size, shape of the tumor, and then based on that, we can calculate exactly how much radiation to give the patient. And when we give these radiation doses, the patient doesn't feel anything. They just hear a beeping noise and then it's over before they know it. But each time they get one of those doses, what it does is it kills a certain percentage of those cancer cells. And the nice thing about it is instead of creating a hole in the body where the cancer used to be, actually normal healthy cells come in and they occupy those places where the cancer cells have died away. It's basically a replacement. You're replacing the cancer cells in your body with healthy normal tissue.
Now, does it make a difference how big the cell area is as far as size is concerned?
Luckily, most of the skin cancers that we treat are less than a half an inch in diameter. And, of course, those are very straightforward to treat. The device can treat lesions that are all the way up to about 4 inches in diameter. Then that's a gigantic skin cancer. It'd be very rare to see a person that has a skin cancer, you know, more than a couple of inches in diameter. Usually it's maybe a half an inch to an inch at the max. Even patients who have delayed coming in to see the doctor, they'll just let it grow or they don't know what it is. We can even treat some of those skin cancers depending on the thickness. And again, we use that ultrasound imaging to measure exactly the size and shape of that tumor. And so we can tell with a non-invasive ultrasound whether the patient be a good candidate for image-guided SRT or whether surgery might be a better option.
Is this available at most offices of dermatologists, or is this something relatively new on the horizon, Doc?
It's been around since 2016, and now we've got 250 offices in the United States and counting. These are dermatology offices where they have the device right there in the clinic, so the patient can go in for their normal skin check, and if they do get a skin cancer, they can get the treatment right there in the doctor's office. We anticipate that that will continue to grow. It's a popular option for patients, so we anticipate that year after year, the number of locations that patients will have access to will expand. If you do the image-guided superficial radiation therapy, the size is not as important because you're treating that cancer, these very controlled doses of energy that kill a certain percentage of those cells every time. So it's a slower process, but in the end, it's actually less invasive because no skin has to be removed.
How do you know you have this? I went for a physical the other day, and I said, you know, doctor, I got a couple of things here I want you to look at, and he's not a dermatologist, and he said, well, those are okay, don't worry about it, but go to the dermatologist anyway, but these are just things that you have on your body as you grow older. And I walked out of there thinking to myself, he didn't seem to be too confident about that.
Well, you know, certainly if you want to have a medical opinion about your skin, you know, your internal medicine doctor and your family doctor are good, but they didn't spend 3 years studying only skin, right? They studied blood pressure and diabetes and all these other things. So to go to the specialist, the dermatologist, is going to be helpful in figuring out what that is. There are benign things that grow on the body that are not of any concern. We see them, we feel them, they're raised up above the surface, and so we're concerned. We bring those to our doctor's attention, and usually if they can't tell us whether it's benign or whether it could be something dangerous, they'll send patients to see the dermatologist, and then the dermatologist can do their exam, and those are certainly the doctors that will have the highest chance of determining if there's anything wrong with your skin.
Is it more prevalent to have skin cancer on portions of the body that are exposed to the elements, or could you have it on a leg where you have pants on or we have a shirt on? Because I think there's a perception there that it's probably closely related to sun, but can it be in a hidden part of the body?
It certainly can. Certainly we've been talking about the basal cell carcinoma, the squamous cell carcinoma. These are the most common, and they will happen in sun-exposed areas more frequently, like the arms, the hands, the face. But when you talk about melanoma skin cancer, this is actually a more rare type of skin cancer, luckily, but of course much more dangerous. And these, for men, for example, the number one place for a melanoma would be on the back. Well, that wouldn't be an area that's very sun-exposed, but still, this is the number one place that these cancers come up. For women, the melanoma happens most often on the legs. And so it is important to do that head-to-toe skin exam because even if it's not a sun-exposed area, there could still be a cancer risk there. And in some cases, it's even more dangerous in areas where the sun is not getting a lot of exposure.
Wow, that's frightening. Is it fatal?
It can be. A lot of times, you know, if you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, and you go in, you start getting annual skin exams with your dermatologist, of course, your risk of dying from a skin cancer is going to come way down because you're getting your skin looked at by the skin cancer expert once a year. That's really the way to do it. The way to fight skin cancer is actually to prevent it from ever happening in a serious way. If you can catch it early, that's your best possible outcome.
Does it metastasize? I mean, if you have it on your arm, can it go to other organs?
It certainly can. And a lot of times these are darker lesions. The melanoma lesions, while they're not always dark in color, they're usually a brown to tan color, and they just slowly get larger. People would maybe just say, oh, that's just a sunspot. They might not even realize what it is. But as dermatologists, we see a spot like that, a dark mole that's changing. That to us is very concerning, and we are, you know, examining it, and, you know, we biopsy that thing on the spot if we see it because they can spread and metastasize, as you mentioned.
Is it hereditary?
Sometimes it's hereditary insofar as you inherit that type of skin from your parents.
Doctor, where can we go for more information?
You can go to gentlecure.com.
Doctor, thank you for joining us. Our guest has been the past president of the American Osteopathic College of Dermatology, Dr. Daniel Ladd. Thank you for all the information you have disseminated to us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for making the last 2 hours possible, and they include the lovely, talented, and superstar of the 50s and 60s and still singing today, Connie Francis, from The Renovator, a new show on HGTV, our friend Marcus Lavonis, Richard Blaze, the king of peanut butter. I also want to thank talk show host Cameron Hall, from The Pawn Shop, Rick Harrison, actor and musician Ed Quinn, and Dr. Daniel Ladd. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. Until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.